Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Thursday. This is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ Alive message on the broadcast entitled Jesus Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. If you're having a prayer request, I pray with you. Having a question about the lesson, I do my best in the Lord Jesus for you. If you're having a comment, I ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you call to get information on how to obtain a copy of the messages the Lord has been sending through his angel messenger, we will get that to you as well. For those of you that don't like giving your prayer requests or your comments over the air, contact us at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. And once again, we will get back to you. Amen. So, without further ado, for those of you listening, hey, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again that you have blessed us on this day to come together in your name. And dear Lord, we dare not enter the word without the presence of your spirit. So, dear Lord, we ask today in the name of thy precious son, Jesus Christ, that your spirit would accompany us on this journey. As we look into this subject, go into your word, and Father, I pray that everyone that is looking for truth shall find it at this time here on this broadcast. I pray that your spirit would carry this message to the hearts of those that are listening, that you may be glorified. And Lord, water the seed that I'm sowing this day, which is your word. And Father, bring forth the increase. So Lord, I give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen and amen. Glory be to God. Today, we are on the second and final part to this section of the series titled The Anti-Black Doctrine, Black Skin and Preexistence, Part 2. Now, before I go any further, I want to make a couple of announcements. Number one, for those of you that are first-time listeners, that follow button on the page you're listening to me to, click on it, and it's going to ask for your email information. And the purpose of that is that whenever we do a broadcast, you're going to be alerted through your email. And once again, that's a good thing because even though we're scheduled to come on 7 p.m. nightly, there are times that we may have to do an earlier broadcast. So, hey, hit that follow button, put in the email information so you can be automatically alerted whenever we create a broadcast. Now, the second thing I want to announce is that for those of you that are first-time listeners, we at the Church of Christ, the Lies of Message, do believe that the Bible contains the Word of God. We also believe that God has caused two more books to go with the Bible called the Record of Nephite, which is a record of people living on this continent during the prehistoric times, whom the Lord dealt with, gave his statutes of judgment, commandments to, and the Word of the Lord book, which comprises the messages the Lord has been sending through his angel messenger, the Elijah, from 1927 to 1994 thus far, 120 messages. If you want the Record of Nephi book, which is $8, and the messages, which is 75 cents per dozen, you can write to Church of Christ, the Elijah message, 608 Lacey Road, Independence, Missouri, 64050. That is the Church of Christ with the Eliza message, 608 Lacey Road, Independence, Missouri, 64050. Or you can call 1-800-752-1507. That's 1-800-752-1507. And if you don't get no one at that number, dial area code 816-252-2343. Area code 816-252-2343. Now, as I said before, we are on part two, which is the second and final part to this section of the series that's titled The Anti-Black Doctrine, Black Skin and Preexistence. Now, for those of you that first-time listeners, I want you to know that Blog Talk Radio does record our past broadcasts. So I always like to tell people that if I'm doing a series and you come in the middle or toward the end, I always encourage you to go back and listen to the beginning, okay? So I want to encourage you all today, go back and listen to part one. I'm not going to go back completely through part one because it's already recorded. But go back and listen to part one so you can be caught up to speed. Amen. Hallelujah. And glory be to God. So in this part of the series, I'm talking about, and once again, this is dealing with the what the Mormon Church teachings. And I know that in, 1978, they supposed to have, quote, turn away from this, but it's not a complete turn away. You got black Mormons today who is encountering racism in the Mormon Church. And I have to be honest, it's not just in the Mormon Church, but it's in many other churches that are claimed to be Christian, that there are racial prejudice. Now, I want to say this too to my Caucasian brothers and sisters. You know, you hear me speaking on this and probably other series to come about the racism in Mormon Church, and then I will mention in many other churches, it's the same way. They claim to be Christians. There's racism. Now, I know that not every white person put off racial prejudice, overtones, or in that kind of spirit. So I'm not saying something to try to be offensive, but this thing exists. I want to say this too, in honesty and best regards. There have been some brothers and sisters in Christ who have been white. I have not sensed no prejudice from. And I personally believe will let me sleep in the finest bed, you know, if I stay with them. Okay, so I'm not here to try to elevate my color race over anyone. It's about equality. But we know what the black race had been done to, what's been done to the black race over years. And some things are still happening now. And I know that, as I said to you guys before, this is, you know, among Christianity, I told you guys, there's what I call hot topics. The topics that cause heat between Christians. And then there's topics I told y'all, which is called sizzling topics. That's the hotter than hot. This is one of those sizzling topics because even among Christianity, we don't want to talk about this. And we want to act like it don't exist. And we want to use words like, well, everything's gotten better. There is some things better, but it's not all the way done. Okay? But this series, I'm talking about concerning the Mormon Church. And some of you, the first time listening, you'll say, why? Do you hate them? No, I don't hate them. But this is why, and if y'all have followed me on Blog Talk Radio, I've done other teachings concerning what the Mormon Church have taught and things of this nature. And the reason why I do this, because I've been going between, for those y'all been keeping up with me, I've been going between, kind of rotating between three different types of subjects, okay? And this is one of them. Now, the reason why I've been talking about different things that the Mormon Church has been teaching that is not of God is because, number one, when you're going around telling people that you are the restored church of Christ, you are the restored church, you are the church that Christ has been using to show that this is how Christianity is supposed to be set up. And you teaching these off-the-wall stuff like you teaching, you have to be exposed because many people don't know no better. They don't know no better. Amen. They don't know better. I mean, some people just take your word and you tell them, say, oh, I'm for the Lord and this is how the Christianity is supposed to be set up and stuff like that. And they'll be thinking, oh, okay, well, that's what I do. And not knowing that they fall into deception. Now, with this anti-black doctrine, they had at one time in the Mormon Church said that they had got through Joseph Smith, who was their number one prophet. And as I shared with you guys before they listened to me on Blog Talk Radio, I did tell you at one point Joseph Smith was used by God. But then after that, he fell into error. And in his era, he brought forth the Mormons. Okay? And they got this thing that they said that Joseph Smith had got from the Lord that black people were cursed because of the color of their skin. They was cursed. You understand that? And that they couldn't be in the priesthood, and they couldn't enjoy the privileges, per se, of the gospel. Amen. Black people, okay? Now, it's supposed to have been in 1978, they supposed to have overturned it. Now, this is after what? Maybe what, 100 years or so? Or something like that, where they stood adamant. Even their second prophet, Brigham Young, stood on this. And the thing about it is that they claimed that this was from God at one time. Until 1978, when they announced a change in their teaching, okay? And so in part one, I went over some things with you about what some of their early leaders had said concerning this anti-black doctrine and stuff they said about the black people and, you know, claiming this doctrine to be of God and spiritual and all that, you know, and how that they gave a story about, basically they were saying that the black people said those that was on the right side of the Lord, you know, in heaven and, you know, before coming here on this earth, given earthly bodies, those that came out white was Mormons or as Mormons, they was right. But those who came out with dark color skin, they was cursed, okay, because they took the wrong side in heaven, you know, against the Lord and all that stuff, so they was cursed. And so I read to you guys, if you go back and listen to part one, and this is coming from, too, a report that this lady and her husband were doing, this lady named Sandra Tanner. She was the great-great-granddaughter of Brigham Young, who was the Mormon second prophet. And she was a Mormon for years until she came to the reality of the truth and became a Christian. And she began to expose some teachings that they had in the Mormon church. And she talks about this anti-black doctrine, okay? And like I said, even to this day, some black Mormons are still experiencing racial prejudice, okay? See, some people, to this so-called teaching, which was not of God, some people still hold, in the Mormon church, hold dear to that. Amen. And this thing has even traveled into some churches that claim to be Christian churches. They hold dear to that about concerning black people, that black people are cursed people, you know. And so I read to you what she reported on that Joseph Smith said and came to this thing about how that this was so with the black people and the black people were cursed and all that. And he's saying that in the pre-existence that, you know, the black people, you know, basically, you know, sided against the Lord. You might as well say with the enemy, okay? And they was more of the unfaithful spirits, okay, in the pre-existence. The more of the unfaithful spirits that hadn't come to this earth and enter a body yet. Okay. And the interesting thing about this, which is what I want to look at on part two today, if you, you know, have your Bibles, let's go in the Bible first. Let's go to Deuteronomy. And I believe it's going to be Deuteronomy chapter 19. Deuteronomy. We want to go in there, and I'm going to tell you why I'm going into these scriptures here. Deuteronomy chapter 19, I believe, is where we need to go. Amen. Hallelujah. And Thank you, Jesus. Deuteronomy chapter 19, verse 15. Okay, and before I go into that verse, I want to read a little bit more from this research that Sandra Tanner gave concerning where, how did they get to this point where they were saying black people were cursed because of the color of their skin and all that stuff, here through what they're claiming through Joseph Smith, okay? She says, from this doctrine of the preexistence of the soul came the idea of some spirits being more noble than others. Joseph Smith's book of Abraham, and this is what we're going to talk about with these scriptures I'm going to look at in a minute here. Joseph Smith's book of Abraham talks of the noble and great ones in another book called The Pearl of Great Price, book of Abraham, chapter 3, verse 22. The Mormon leaders taught that the more noble or choice spirits are born as Mormons, okay? Blacks, on the other hand, were considered to be more unfaithful in the preexistence than any other spirits who were allowed to take bodies. Any other spirits. So that, hey, I guess that includes even if you came Chinese. Okay, but anyhow, Apostle McConkin maintained that those who were less valent in preexistence and who thereby had certain spiritual restrictions imposed upon them during mortality are known to us as the Negroes. Such spirits are sent to earth through the lineage of Cain, the mark put on him for his rebellion against God and his murder of Abel being a black skin. That's in the Mormon Doctrine, pages 476 to 477. So they claim that this book of Abraham has this information about those who were considered faithful, okay? Amen. Were born or more noble, was born as Mormons. And those that were unfaithful in the pre-existence life was born as blacks. And they claim this is information is found in a book called Pearl of Great Price, the Book of Abraham. Now, Deuteronomy chapter 19, verse 15 says, one witness shall not rise up against a man for any iniquity or for any sin. In any sin that he sinneth, at the mouth of two or three witnesses, or at the mouth of, say, at the mouth of two witnesses, or at the mouth of three witnesses, shall the matter be established. Okay? That's one of God's protocols. The mouth of two or three witnesses. Now, let's look at Matthew chapter 18. Let's go to Matthew 18 and keep that in mind. Matthew 18. Okay? Matthew chapter 18. Thank you, Jesus. Matthew chapter 18. Chapter 18, verse 15 and 16. Verse 16 being our key verse. Now it says, moreover, if thy brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between him and thee alone. If he shall hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother. But if he will not hear thee, then take with thee one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word may be established. So far we see from Moses' recording, and from what Jesus straightly says, that a matter is settled or established when it's the mouth of two or three witnesses. Now, we know that this got to be two or three true witnesses, not no just going getting anybody, okay? True witnesses, okay? Amen. So we see the protocol of God for the establishment or proving yea or nay about things is going to be in the mouth of two or three witnesses. And you have some Christians who, there are some Christians who don't know this protocol. They don't know this order. See, every Christian don't know this order. You know, some Christians, that's all they know is that, you know, just to go by whatever another Christian says. Whatever they say, or she say, you know, word is born, that's born, that's it. You know, they write, you know. They don't, some of them don't know about the mouth two or three witnesses, okay? So they just take folks at face value, whatever they say, okay? But when it comes to establishing, when it comes to establishing what God is for or against something, it's going to be in the mouth of two or three witnesses, okay? You have people fall prey even to a lot of fake people because what? They don't know this protocol. They don't know it. They don't know to measure things in the mouth for two or three witnesses. Now, let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 13. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1. And the word said, "This is the third time I am coming to you. In the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established." So once again, the mouth of two or three witnesses, okay? And once again, hear me. These are true witnesses, okay? This is not no, you know, just grabbing anybody. The matter is established in the mouth of two or three witnesses, okay? Now you say, "Brother Nate, why are you just going to these scriptures?" Because this so-called book of Abraham that the Mormons claim to have, if this really was a book of the Lord to come forth, it will be witnessed to by the word of God in the mouth of two or three witnesses. I don't care if most of you only know the Bible. If the Bible provides two or three witnesses to this account of this book, then it's good. But if there's no witnesses, then, oh, no. And so we have three books. We got the Bible, the Word of the Lord, and the Record of Nephi. And none are witnesses to a book of Abraham. You understand that? But see, here's the problem with, and this is the thing, with even some Christians. You got some Christians, you got some Christians calling the Mormons Christians. Talking about the Mormonism, a Christian organization. There is no way. Mormonism is a Christian organization, okay? Amen. And so in the mouth of two or three witnesses, he said, "Let every word be established." So if there was an existence of a book of Abraham, now the Bible itself does witness that there are other books, but it does not witness to a book of Abraham. We have here the Bible. We have another book called the Record of Nephi. The Record of Nephi does not witness to a book of Abraham. We have the word of the Lord, the messages that the Lord Jesus sent through his angel messenger. In those messages, Jesus talks about the Record of Nephi, but he does not talk about a book of Abraham. Okay? Hallelujah. There is no book of Abraham. Hallelujah. But they like for you to believe it. Now, once again, this is the church that claimed to be the restored church of Christ. The restored church. The church where that Christianity should be, it should set the pattern where Christianity should be walking in. This is what they're claiming. And they ain't it at all. Hallelujah. See, some of us, as Christians, as I said earlier in the broadcast, don't know how to take something and measure it by the protocol. So if somebody we like says something exists, we would simply believe it because we like that person. But see, that ain't how it works, people. And if you go by that route, you're going to hit in some serious trouble. There is no book of Abraham, okay? There, amen. this book of Abraham, there's no book of Abraham. But look at how many people the Mormons have as members who have come to accept some stuff like this. See, some of y'all think this stuff don't have no effect on people, but it do. If I'm not mistaken, the Mormons is the second, what, the second richest church on the face of this earth? Roman Catholic is the richest? Hallelujah. And so, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, the Lord said, hallelujah, every word may be established. So when the Lord speaks, and whatever part of his word is for establishment, he's telling you that he's going to have some witnesses. He's going to have more than one witness to him. More than one witness. So this book of Abraham that the Mormons are talking about, you know, hallelujah. See, many people, even in Mormonism, don't know really on how to question some things that's brought to them. So they just what? They just excel. Amen. They just accept it, people. They don't check nothing. That's, you know, we're living in a time that's very dangerous. And some of God's people have taken the warning of God for granted. They won't get in the word themselves. Most time, I always rely upon somebody else to show them. Now, don't get me wrong. The ministry has a place. God wants you to be balanced. And some of his people are very imbalanced, okay? They won't study the word for themselves. And they're taking everything else what other people say. Now, the dangerous side of that is that the devil would take note of that and say, hey, you know what? I got a couple of people I can use to kind of get them off the map, kind of make them run off into the ditch. And, of course, he would send people. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I want to read a scripture to you from the Record of Nephi. Those of you that had the Record of Nephi, turn to me with me to 1 Nephi chapter 27. And for those of you that don't have a Nephi record, hey, just listen along with us and just ask the Lord, okay? It's nothing, you know, hard to, you know, to really do. Just ask the Lord, okay? And I said first, let's go to 2 Nephi. 2 Nephi, I'm sorry, 2 Nephi chapter 27. Verse 14. 2 Nephi chapter 27 and verse 14. And the word of God from the record says, wherefore the Lord God will proceed to bring forth the words of the book, and in the mouth of as many witnesses as seemeth him good will he establish his words. And woe be unto him that rejects the word of God. Okay? Hallelujah. See, the Lord, when it comes to especially something is to be declared his word, he will have witnesses. Okay? And when you look at, say, we're talking about tonight, the book of Abraham, if you took the Bible alone, there should be some witnesses to the book of Abraham. even in the Bible alone, there is no witnesses to the book of Abraham. If you got, from what I read from the record of Nephi, and this book of Abraham is supposed to be true, then there should be some witnesses. But it's not, okay? And then if you go to the word of the Lord here, messages of the Lord, as he sent through his angel messenger to Elijah, once again, there is no witness of a book called the Book of Abraham, okay? No witnesses whatsoever. And so if it, once again, if it was a Book of Abraham that come forth by the Lord, he would have witnessed to it. He would have had someone else. You know, that's the amazing thing about the Lord. He's so wise that when something great is going to happen at a certain time, he knows the right people to witness to get them to speak on it. Amen. He knows the right folks. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now, let's look at one more scripture here. Going to the word of the Lord. I want to go into the second message. Now, this is the second time that this angel, Elijah, had come with a message from the Lord. And I want you to hear what he says in his first verse. And if, and those of you that don't have the word of the Lord, hey, just listen with us, write down, take it to the Lord. As one guy, announcer, said, it's a simple man's game. Hear, write down, take it to the Lord. Now, on his second message, which was March the 4th, 1927, first verse, this is what the angel said. God had authorized him to speak. He said, I am the man sent from God, and my name is John. I am the messenger to prepare the way. I am come again, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses, all things should be established. So when it comes to God establishing something, he's telling us that it's going to be in the mouth of two or three witnesses. You understand that? Hallelujah. So this book of Abraham, there is no witnesses to it. From the Bible, the record of Nephi, or the word of the Lord, there's no witnesses to this book of Abraham. Amen. Glory to God. So this stuff and notion about the unfaithful pre-existing spirits who was unfaithful came out black is not a God. It's not a God, people. I'm just calling it out to you as it is. It's not a God. But see, Joseph Smith and Brigham Young was held so high by the people. I mean, they were held over God by the people that whatever they said, the people just accepted as coming from God. Not a people who would check stuff out or see if it's true or not. They just, you know, when it said, boom. That's the dangerous time we live in as well, people. Because a lot of people are being deceived. And listen, even if I were to come to one of you or any of you that's listening, and I'm telling you this book I got here for you is from the Lord and all that and blah, 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 I'm still going to point you to Jesus and ask Jesus about it if it's true. Amen. Glory to God. I know this is a short broadcast, but this part two, I wanted to show you guys that the mouth of two or three witnesses is God protocol. That's how things are going to be established. And this book of Abraham does not have a mouth of two or three witnesses protocol. Therefore, it could not be of the Lord. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the blessed word of truth. And Father, I pray that this word will reach those that are listening. Lord, may you bless them and keep them and strengthen them for your glory. and your honor and your praise. We magnify you, Lord, because you're worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Glory be to God. Thank God for all you've been listening. Don't forget, tomorrow we have a broadcast at 7 p.m. Amen. Love thy neighbor with our brother, Brother Eddie Lee, and the sisters. So once again, love y'all. May God bless you and God keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.